Hey, Mama, welcome to the Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. This is a community where you can feel seen, heard, and supported with relatable mom content to help you prioritize your wellness. Whether it's managing stress, reducing burnout, or simply finding ways to take care of yourself, this space is for you. Here we focus on making small, manageable steps toward feeling like yourself again without adding more to your plate. I'm your host, Jeray Williams, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into this episode. Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. Today, we have a very special guest joining us, Dr. Janet A. Williams, a certified nurse midwife with over 20 years of experience in women's health. That is just amazing, guys. And Dr. Williams is deeply passionate about educating and supporting new mothers during the postpartum period, ensuring that they have the knowledge and resources to navigate this crucial stage with confidence and care. She is the founder of Transitions Women Health, where she provides holistic, evidence-based postpartum support for mothers. Today, we'll be discussing everything from what postpartum care should really look like, the role of midwifery in maternal wellness, and the most important things moms need to know about healing after birth. Whether you're a new mom, expecting mom, or just want to better understand how to care for yourself postpartum, this episode is for you. And you can also share it with a mom friend. So let's dive in. Hey, Dr. Janet Williams.
Hey, how are you, Jeray? How are you? Yes, you could call me Dr. J. That'll shorten your titles for me.
Yes, I love it, Dr. J. All right, y'all. And then I forgot to tell y'all, I'm the host, Jeray Williams. And here we go. So you've been a midwife for over 20 years. What inspired you to specialize in maternal health and postpartum care?
Well, I have to say, it's the birth of my son. That was the moment that changed everything for me. When I experienced firsthand how important the connection and education were during the time, that inspired me years ago to become a midwife. I realized that the way that I was supported and informed and cared for would have made all the difference, not just in my birth experience, but also how I stepped into motherhood. The experience shaped the way that I practice today, even. I want to make sure that every birthing person feels heard and empowered and supported in their journey, just as I needed during my
Yes, that is beautiful, especially like how you becoming a mom, that just what inspired your journey so that you can really help moms who are going through that process and they feel like, oh, wow, she actually really understands. So I think that is really important. But I know a lot of people may not understand what the role of a midwife is. So can you break that down for us?
Sure. A midwife is a trained professional, and we get extra training in caring for women and birthing people during pregnancy, through birth, and the postpartum period. We also do primary care. I'm a CNM, which is a certified nurse midwife. There are three different types of midwives, so we kind of have different scopes of where we practice. I can practice in a home, I can practice in a birth center, or in a hospital. You also have CMs, which can practice the same way I practice. And then you have CPMs who can practice, they mainly practice out of hospital births. They do your home births and your birth center births.
Oh, yes, I know I had a midwife when I had my first son. It was just an amazing experience. And for me personally, I like how it's like holistic. Like when you go to your checkups and check-ins and things like that, they're asking, how are you doing holistically? Like they're like, what are you eating? Like, how are you taking care of yourself? So I think what you are doing is just amazing. And so many moms and families at that, it's just so beneficial. Like that experience for me, it made my pregnancy like amazing. And I'm just like, they're still family to this day.
That's right. We become the fabric of your family.
Yes. And so what are the biggest gaps in postpartum care that you see in the healthcare system today?
I think the biggest gap is that right now, most hospitals or offices are offering one, maybe two postpartum checkups in 6 weeks. And that fails to address the ongoing needs of new moms. They need more care than that. Conditions like postpartum depression or any kind of infections or high blood pressure, you know, that needs to be detected early. And with infrequent visits, it gets missed many times. So the concept of like fourth trimester care It's still not widely implemented, but it's something that we definitely need to do because mothers are left out there without any structured follow-up support.
Yes, I completely agree with that. And I also, too, just to build on from that, I also think, too, you know how when moms go to the pediatrician and we fill out this checklist and they ask questions, like sometimes you never even know, are they actually looking at it or like what can they do to support you in that moment? Because I even met other people who were like, I fill the form out and I don't hear anything. And I know when I had both of my sons, you fill the form out and you don't hear anything. So it's just like, I think for that, because also it's about the vulnerability too of like moms actually saying how they're really feeling. And it's just,
Absolutely. Yes.
I think that's what goes one and on. Like, you know, the fourth trimester, you don't have that many check-ins. And then it's just like the vulnerability of telling people, like, I need support. Because it's different when you're trying to, you know, heal from birth and try to take care of newborn and trying to adjust to life. And it's just like having that vulnerability of asking for help or knowing like, ooh, like this is more than I imagined. You just be like, ooh, what did I get myself into?
I know, right? It's a whole new journey. I call it a journey and a transformation because life is never the same. And it doesn't matter if it's your first baby or your fifth, it's going to change your life.
That is so true. Because even with my second son, it was like, it was a different experience of trying to adjust to motherhood. Because you're just like, now I got two people. Like, it's different, but I love it. But it's just like, it was tough, but I'm happy I'm on the other side. And then in many cultures, postpartum care is highly structured and deeply supported.
Absolutely. Other cultures do a much better job than we do.
Yes. So, how can we reclaim better postpartum care for moms today? What do you think would be what would be one thing that you would think like this would change the game for us?
Okay, so let me just give you a little background with that. We need to reintroduce community-based care. Years ago, we had our village. You know, people lived close to family, and you had your mother down the street or your cousins, and we form that village. But now in today's society, we're all over the country, you know, and that's what has kind of broken down for us as Black people, at least our postpartum care. We had that before when we had our village around us. So I think we need to, first of all, expand home visits by midwives. Women should have definitely have doulas, and they
Yeah.
should arrange before the delivery that this doula is going to do postpartum care with them. And then community health workers out in the community that could come and check in on the mom and the baby. There are a lot of community support systems out there that we don't even know about. They're there very quietly in neighborhoods, and we don't even realize they're there. So that's something we need to take advantage of. And like in the Netherlands, I know that they have trained maternity nurses that provide home care up to 10 days postpartum. If you go in certain parts of China or Japan, they have postpartum homes that the mothers go from either the hospital straight to these
Yep.
places where they have someone there 24/7 to help them breastfeed and take care of the baby, and they are able to get some rest and start to heal a little bit. And I think that's not happening over here. We know that's not happening over here.
Oh my goodness, that is amazing. Because when I seen this video on Facebook about, I can't even remember specifically right now. I got brain fog, but it was just like the mom was resting. They were taking care of the baby, making sure she was eating, getting sleep. And I was just like, that is so beautiful. And I know they recently put one here in the U.S. I think it's, don't misquote me, y'all, but I think it's in New York. But
I have one, but I have to find it. I'm going to send it to you
okay, so
after
you know
so
what I'm
you'll have
talking
it.
about.
It's beautiful. Looks like a hotel. A young lady started it, the one that I saw. I'm not sure
Yes.
where it was, though. I don't remember if it was in New York or not. I don't think it
Oh my
was.
goodness. Now I gotta look it up, y'all. And then I'm gonna put it in the description too, just so y'all can see. Once I find it and Dr. J can send me hers, we're gonna get you. We got you.
Do you have a resource list that you keep with all your resources? Because that would be a great thing for your audience to have that, because there are so many resources that we don't know about.
Yeah, so I had a resource page on my website, but I kind of transitioned it a little bit because then I just share it out. Because you have like Postpartum Support International and you have like the helplines and things like that. That's what I used to share. But now I'm just like trying to figure out what it will look like now moving forward, like just making sure. Because I want to do it where mom actually have even smaller organizations that are able to help them as well. Because sometimes, even with the bigger organizations, don't fully give you everything and it's not as personal. So, that's
Yeah,
something
that's what
I'm
I was.
thinking.
But
Say.
there's a lot of village kind of care structures out here, like local organizations and churches and community centers. They have all kind of things. They have mother groups and different things, and a lot of people never even know. They live right down the street from support and they don't know it's there.
Yeah, because even now you tell me that, I'm just like, that is so true. So like, that's something else you just planted like a seed in my mind. Like, okay, what if, you know, you talk to more like community based people to help with those things, because you really do need a village. It's just,
Yeah.
It's different. It's different when you have help versus when you try to do it on your own.
Yeah.
And then many moms struggle with postpartum fatigue. What are your top recommendations for rebuilding energy and strength after birth?
I think you rest when you can. But again, you basically said it at the very beginning of this, you ask for help. And that's the one piece that people don't do. You know, they feel like they have to be super mom and they have to prove that they can handle it. But we need help. Your body needs to heal. You need to rest. You just grew a human being and delivered a baby. I mean, you need to come home and really feel like you have protected rest. Put it that way. When you go to these other countries, some of them encourage 40 days of protected rest, they call it. In China, they sit for a month, basically. They emphasize like giving the mother warm foods and home support. Like people are in and out, either the family members or someone comes in and really helps. They provide meals and household help for them to support this mom while she recovers. And in the Indian and African traditions, the elders come in and they make broths for them and warming foods, and they give them herbal baths and they educate. You know, the traditions and the wisdom that the elders have is amazing. And that, unfortunately, is missing a lot of times because we're so separated from our families.
Yeah, I'm over here grinning like, ooh, that sounds beautiful. And I just love how you use the term protected rest, because it's different. Because protected rest means you're intentional about who's around you. It's not just like, oh, people coming in and out to see the baby. Like, no, it's protected, making sure people have your best
interest. They're coming to take care of you. The baby is, they can come see the baby, but they're coming and make sure that you're all right.
Yes. And that's what I love about my platform, because we're like, yes, we love our babies, but we have to think about moms as well, because moms are just as important.
That's
right. Okay. I am loving this conversation, y'all. Like, oh my goodness, like, you just made my day. And many women, let's talk about this bounce back. How can we shift the conversation towards grace, healing, and realistic postpartum expectations? Because I know you see a lot of that in your field.
You know what? We need to learn to slow down. And unfortunately, in the U.S., we like energizer bunnies. We think we have to do it all and be everything to everybody. And that's fine sometimes, but when you have a baby, that's not the time to try to do that. And unfortunately, many women, you know, they don't even take a few weeks off. It depends on your job and on your schools. Do they give you the time to rest? No, many times they don't. They give you a few weeks. You have an exam to go back to, or you're worried about you have no maternity leave left and you go back to work. I've had mothers go back to work long before their 6-week visit with me. They're already back at work when they come to see me. And that's crazy.
Yeah, and it's sad too, because just like sometimes people have to go back because they have bills, like, you know, at the end of the day, ever since you win, the bills don't stop. And so they're just like, well, if I want to take care of my baby. And then that's a whole nother aspect, talking about child care too, like just price of child care. Yes, it's so many factors that go into that as well, I believe, because of we live in a hustle culture where we have to constantly feel like we have to go, go, go. And I really love how you said, like, you have to slow down.
You do. You have to give yourself grace. And, you know, I remember one of the girls was in labor and she was a lawyer, but she took her computer to the hospital with her, and she's sitting in bed in labor doing work, you know. And after she had the baby, she was I think she had to take an exam. She must have been in law school. She was in law school. She was doing work, and then after the baby, she was sitting up in her bed, and she took an exam like hours after she delivered. The same day she delivered, she took an exam rather than tell the professor, listen, you know. And that's the pressure that people put on themselves, is, you know, to just keep going. That's crazy.
Yeah.
She should have been sleeping, resting, breastfeeding, holding her baby. You know, that's not the time to try to keep up with your schoolwork. But She felt she had no recourse, and that's what she did.
Wow, yeah. And I can really imagine that, because I know at least every woman can ever see themselves like in that position, like where you sometimes you feel like, oh, I gotta do it, like I gotta get this done. Versus now, for me personally, I even had to learn to let like perfectionism go and letting go of that pressure of I have to do it all. Like even my husband's my accountability partner, he'd be like, yeah, you need to rest, you need to close that laptop.
Go to
Because
bed.
he holds me accountable. Yep, because he holds me accountable. I'm like, all right, well, now I don't even open my laptop on certain days, or I'm to the point in life where even just the other day, I have a whole to-do list to do, but I decided to just be. I was like, okay, let me spend time with my kids. And we went out for a couple hours and we came back and we were just relaxing, hanging out with each other. And I was like, despite me not getting my list done, but I looked at the bigger perspective, like I can't take this moment away.
Because you can't get those moments back. They're gonna grow up and go off into the world, and you're still gonna have a to-do list. So don't
Yep.
let that ever stop you from being with your family.
Yep,
Ever.
that's exactly what it is. Because it's just like I had to retrain my mind about like, okay, what's more important in that moment? Because me being present, like enjoying them, is just it's a different feeling too when you can actually have when you train yourself like, okay, I gotta slow down. Like I can't do it all. If I don't get it
It's
done
important.
tomorrow.
That's a good lesson you learned. Let go of the perfectionism, because you know what? We're never going to get it 100% perfect ever.
Yeah.
And we're not supposed to.
Yes, it's like how you said, we put that pressure on ourselves because it's just like, you're like, well, I gotta do it. Like, I'm gonna make sure I'm the best at whatever I do. But now I'm just like, well, I'm just gonna do my best looks different from what it did when I was like 20. Like, now it's like my best is like me putting my best foot forward. Yeah, you need to put that on a shirt. That'll be.
You know what? I always imagine God's sitting up there shaking his head, going, what are y'all doing? Like the stress that we put on ourselves, you know? He's like, why? You know, because we go and pray to him and say, please, I'm so stressed. And he's like, why are you stressed? Because you're trying to do everything. He said, that's why I'm, why I'm.
Yeah, they like parenting is a mirror too of like our relationship with God. Like for me, looking at my toddlers do stuff, I'm like, what? I bet God be doing the same thing to us. Like, why? Like, for example, my toddler the other day was frustrated because he couldn't go somewhere at the time he wanted to. Instead of like enjoying the wait, he was just like, I'm frustrated, I'm ready to go. And I'm just like, wow, like that was just a moment of like, how often do we do that to God? Just like, I can't get to the next thing because you want me to be patient. And so that's one thing I love about the parenting journey. It's like a reflection of moments. I'm like, God, I'm so sorry I did that to you.
There's so many days you're like, wow, he's probably sitting there just shaking his head, going, what are they thinking?
Yep, like just sit down and be patient.
Sit down, right? Go lay down somewhere.
Yes, and before we close out, can you please share with us about your book? Because I want to make sure that mamas know and they can download it, read it, share it, all the things.
Yes. So I have a book out already. It's called Transitions Fourth Trimester Journal. That book was written during COVID. And the reason I wrote it is because we were sending a lot of moms home without their family. Like normally, their family would have flown in for the birth, but they couldn't get here. And so we had so many moms home. And when they would come in for their postpartum visit, it was breaking my heart just to hear just the things we talked about today, how you have to give yourself grace, how you have to ask for help, how you have to get rest. They had nobody back then. Like the husband had to go back to work, and they were basically home with this new little person, exhausted and just feeling very isolated. So that book is a journal, because I love to journal. It's a journal, and it just has very soft prompts in it to tell you, you know, what did you find wonderful today? Like, what made you happy today? What gave you joy today? And it's a place that they can document their once upon a time. That's how I look at it, because every pregnancy is different, every baby's different, and so it's a place that they can document that. It also has a list of when to call your provider, because I think a lot of the problem we're having with maternal mortality and morbidity, the illness after the birth, is because either patients are not recognizing the signs that they should be letting their provider know about, or even if they recognize it when they're going to hospitals and saying, listen, I'm having this problem, they're kind of getting pushed to the side almost. They're not really listening. But I wanted to document it somewhere that that patient can say, listen, my midwife said if I had this to come to the hospital, this is a problem. Take care of me. Not that they say, oh, that's normal, no problem. If it's in that list, it needs to be taken care of and evaluated. They deserve to be heard, they deserve to be believed, and listen to. So that's that.
The journal part of it too, because it's like, well, if you see based on my journal and what my midwife said, this is
exactly, and it's in writing, so they could take the journal with them. The second book that I am writing now is on the way to the publisher, so it will be dropping soon for pre-sale. The name of that journal is Transitions, a Midwife's Pregnancy Reflection Journal. That has a lot more meat to it. It's a journal, but it's also going to take you through every trimester. It's going to talk about everything, how to choose your provider, how to choose your birth venue. It's going to talk about everything. Okay, it's going to talk about lab tests, like what's normal for a prenatal visit? What does it mean? What are the different tests for? It's going to take you through that. It's going to talk about labor. It's going to talk about contraception. It's a lot more comprehensive. That book is going to be dropping soon. If you go to my website and keep in touch, that would be awesome. Or you can also go on Instagram or Facebook to Transitions Women's Health. And just stay in touch, because I'm going to be letting everyone know when it drops. And I'd love to be part of your family if you join my website. We'll keep in touch.
Yes, I love that. And you know, before we close out, I always have to ask this one question. If you could give one piece of advice to every new mom, what would it be?
My advice for them would be to, I'm going to just say that pregnancy and birth is an incredible, incredible journey. But the real transformation happens in those days and weeks that follow. Mm. And so you have to reclaim that time after the birth. You really do. You have to get selfish with it almost and take care of you and take care of that baby and incorporate everyone into the family. And it's a time of support and healing, and it's a time of self-discovery. And so we have to rebuild the village together, and you have to ask for help, like you said. So that's so important. So we need to just continue to take care of moms, nurture them, uplift them, and support them. That's the only thing I can say. And give yourself grace. That's my last thing. Give yourself grace.
Yes. Dr. J, this has been so incredible. Like, I'm so happy that we connected, and I want to stay in touch. But I want to thank you for sharing your expertise, your wisdom, and your passion for postpartum wellness. And then I'm going to put her information in the description, y'all, because you're going to make sure you go get you a copy, because I know I probably need that book, and I'm still... I need the journal, okay? But I really appreciate it. And until next episode, guys.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. If you enjoyed it, I'd love for you to leave a review and share this podcast with a mom friend who needs encouragement. Be sure to join my email list at navigatingpostpartumwellness.com for more tips, updates, and resources to help you on your journey. I'll see you in the next episode.